Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
$172 billion. That's what the new bailout comes to, the bailout that's supposed to rescue Greece from bankruptcy. EU finance members gave approval to that second bailout package in Brussels overnight. But in exchange, Athens has to accept even deeper spending cuts and permanent monitoring as well. Joining us now, President of the Athens Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Konstantin Mikailos. Thanks for joining us again.
Thank you.
I wonder, this is the second bailout that Greece has gotten. You weren't a big fan of the first one. And I wonder particularly what you think of this monitoring of Greece as they move forward. Does this threaten Greece's independence?
Well, I can appreciate the fact that our lenders want to monitor the situation on a step-by-step basis following this second rescue package. But I fail to understand, especially having heard European leaders over the last 3 to 4 weeks, including Chancellor Merkel of Germany, who indicated that the first rescue package was the wrong economic recipe, and therefore that's exactly what brought us against the brick wall that we hit, and the necessity was created for a second rescue package. I have to admit that we were quite optimistic that this second rescue package would contain certain growth elements and stimulus for the economy. Unfortunately, we haven't seen anything in that direction. It's austerity upon austerity. Instead, we've reduced the minimum wage pay by 22%, which was already at a low level compared to other European wage levels. And at the same time, the critical age groups between 18 to 25 years that are entering the labor market for the first time will be earning at the end of each month, 400 euros in their pocket. Now, you can imagine that if that's 86 euros less than the official European Union poverty line, which is placed at 486 euros, it is impossible within an economy that is not unfortunately production-based and it's import-based, with prices, imported prices on the increase, when you have reduced the incomes at such levels, it's extremely difficult to maintain social cohesion.
Well, we've already seen massive riots breaking out over earlier austerity cuts. How will the Greek people respond to even further cuts?
Well, this is the reason why we're putting as much emphasis as we can towards Mr. Papademos, the Prime Minister, and his government. We appreciate the fact that this is now law of the country and it's been ratified by the Eurozone financial ministers in the early hours of this morning. However, we have to work around this bad deal, this bad rescue package, in order to enhance growth measures, in order to stimulate the economy and change the psychology, which is at an extremely negative level at the moment. Because otherwise, if we continue with this same economic recipe, with this same economic policy that has been proven beyond any doubt that it has failed, I fear that the social fuse is running so thin that in the next 2 to 3 months we run a serious risk of having a general social upheaval.
Konstantin Mikailos, president of the Athens Chamber of Commerce and Industry, is talking about this second bailout package that was approved in Brussels overnight, in which the EU will give $172 billion to Greece to hopefully rescue them from bankruptcy. But it comes with some very, very tight strings. Konstantin, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.